Shalom, and hi everyone. Welcome to the United Herzog podcast. You're probably familiar with learning concepts such as collaborative learning, the jigsaw method, self-directed learning, and active learning. Sometimes these methods and techniques seem a little bit vague. United Herzog has prepared a series of short and focused podcasts on a number of educational approaches. The podcasts are workshops for building lesson plans based on diverse, inviting, and engaging learning practices that encourage students to take an active and meaningful part in their learning. We've also prepared accompanying materials for you and your students that help improve their learning using these practices. These practices may be adapted to any content and any age group. So go ahead, take the material you've planned to teach, find a quiet place, put on your headphones, and join us. Do you know that the first jigsaw puzzle was invented about 260 years ago? John Spilsbury was a map maker who one day took a map, cut it into pieces, each piece being a country, and tied them to a tree, thus creating an educational game for British students. And this is how the first jigsaw puzzle was invented. Jigsaw is a method of shared group learning. Using a structured process, we form working groups of 4 to 6 students, and each group has a defined goal. Each student learns a different section of the material, and together, the group assembles the whole picture of the material being studied. Just like in a puzzle, each student is essential for understanding the studied material and helps comprise the full picture. When using the jigsaw method, we actually divide the class into two types of groups. One is called the home group, and the other is called the expert group. The home group is the student's basic affiliation group. Each group has an assignment that it needs to complete together. And for this purpose, each member of the group has to specialize, that is, become an expert, in another field. After the learners receive the shared assignment in the home group, they divide into expert groups, where they study their fields in depth and bring the knowledge back to their home group. After each expert returns home, the group completes its assignment together and can present the final product to the whole class. Don't worry, we will explain all of these steps very soon. I suggest you stay with us and I will teach you how to build a jigsaw-based lesson plan. At the end of this podcast, you will have a lesson ready to use in class. Use the page we have prepared for you to plan this lesson. Companion page for listening to the Jigsaw Method podcast. Follow the instructions and make sure to write coherently. When building this type of lesson plan, sometimes, even in the advanced stages, we have thoughts that make us want to change our decisions. This is the goal. Be precise and be willing to change as you go. Let's start. Are you with us? Great. I suggest you sit in a place where you are comfortable to work. Maybe put on headphones and prepare a tool for documenting the structure of this lesson. It could be a notebook, a sheet of paper, or a computer. I suggest you use the lesson plan construction page that we prepared especially for you. There are several steps for building a jigsaw-based lesson plan. I will explain each step and give you time to work while listening to music. If you feel you need more time, make sure to stop the recording, finish your work, and get back to us. In the first stage, you have to choose the study topic you want the class to work on and what assignment they will have to perform. I suggest you write the assignment in such a way that the students can read it and understand it clearly and independently. after defining the assignment, think about how you can divide the topic into 4 to 6 different sections, which will make up the expert groups, and they will perform the assignment. Try to think of ways to give the students areas they can specialize in, and then go back to their homerooms to put the whole completed task back together. If you use the page we prepared for you, first write the topics. Afterwards, you can list the study materials and instructions. We will now give you time to plan the distribution of the materials. Have you distributed your materials? Great. Now think about your students and divide them into groups of 4 to 6 students. Remember that there should be some correlation between the number of the students in each group and the number of different topics or sections that you divided the study material into. You can already match each student with a section or topic you want them to focus on in the expert groups. But we suggest that you give the home groups the option to determine the division independently and practice autonomy, decision-making processes, and divisions of roles. We now have the outline of the assignment, and the students are divided into groups. Now prepare the instructions for each of the study sections of the expert groups, and the instructions for each subject and area. How are they going to learn? From what material? How will they know that they are ready and what they need to prepare to return to their home group? You must prepare all of these to help them learn and approach the subject. You can write the instructions in the appropriate place on the help page that we have prepared for you. That's it. The structure of the lesson plan is pretty much laid out for you. Now let's go through the steps for the actual lesson to begin. First, we will start the lesson and present the topic. Then, we can divide the students into their home groups. Students are then given time to study their assignment in their home groups and split up according to expertise. We can then walk around the classroom and help groups that need us. When the time we set is up, ask the students to split into their expert groups and study their field in these groups. They have to study the topics and prepare the way in which they will present the topic back in their home group. Now is the time to walk among the students, see that the expert groups are heading in the right direction, and help them if needed. When the time is up, ask the expert groups to return to their home groups and prepare the final presentation. At the end of the lesson, ask the students to present the finished product to the class. This is a structure for one lesson where we perform the jigsaw from start to finish, but the learning process can also be carried out over several lessons. It all depends on the amount of material studied and the final product we expect the students to prepare. We hope you found this podcast to be helpful. Don't forget to also visit the United and Herzog College websites. where you will find additional materials about the practices and other useful resources for future lessons, inspiration, and enrichment. Good luck!